in this last formal scheduled sit of the day. As you continue to sit in your meditation, embodied, perhaps with your eyes closed, continuing with the practice of metta or compassion, whichever practice has been most appropriate for you. Acknowledging to ourselves that no one, nobody else lives our life for us. No one else can do this practice for us. There may be pointers, there may be invitations, teachings. But it's really the intimacy with which we, each one of us, internally engages with cultivating goodwill, kindness, compassion in our own hearts, turning towards challenges to meet them with kindness if practicing compassion, or just simply holding ourselves with kindness and care. Goodwill, if you're practicing metta for yourself. The sense of intimacy each moment. The sense of intimacy with our own experience. Intimacy, intimately loving, intimately compassionate, intimately meeting each and every moment of our impermanent short lives. Being awake for it, aware as it passes. And appreciating how we have intimately engaged today. It feels like a long day. So much has happened. We've traveled far and wide, even though we haven't gone anywhere physically. When we started this morning, hours ago, feels like weeks or months ago now, perhaps. So many mind states might have come up. There might have been moments of challenge, difficulty, sadness, pain. There have been moments, very likely, moments of connecting with your own intention for cultivating goodness, connecting with your highest intentions, moments of goodness, moments of care, friendliness, non-ill will. And you have tried, you have showed up as best you've been able to. And you're still showing up right now, as best you're able to, intimately in your heart, in this hour, in this moment. So appreciating, opening up, recounting perhaps a few moments of the day. There was a sense of engagement, wishing well, cultivating goodness for yourself, metta, compassion for yourself or another being, and letting this recollection bring a smile. Bring a smile to your heart, bring a smile to your face. These moments are not to be dismissed, are not to be taken for granted. What an act of beauty, what an act of service to yourself and to the world. To be silently, quietly, diligently, engaging intimately. One moment at a time. So appreciating. Appreciating whatever moments, intimate moments of connection with yourself there have been today. This being that is you, this beloved being whom you're very hard on, you judge, you don't maybe treat as kindly, this beloved that you have forsaken for others at times. Appreciate this beloved that is you. That is this being that is doing their best in this world, given all the causes and conditions that have come before. I like to read a poem which you might know, a well-known poem by Derek Walcott called Love After Love, dedicating it to yourself. Here we go. The time will come when, with elation, you will greet yourself arriving at your own door. You will greet yourself arriving at your own door, in your own mirror. And each will smile at the other's welcome. And each will smile at the other's welcome and say, Sit here. Eat. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. Give wine, give bread, give back your heart to itself, to the stranger who has loved you all your life, whom you ignored for another, who knows you by heart. Take down the love letters from the bookshelf, the photographs, the desperate notes. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Peel your own image from the mirror. Sit. Feast on your life. Feast on your life. You will love again the stranger who was yourself. And tonight, today, whatever time zone you're in, whenever you decide to go to bed, between now and when you put yourself to bed, may you treat yourself as the beloved whom you've ignored. And if you look at yourself in the mirror, brushing your teeth, can you peel your image from the mirror with kindness, with compassion? Put yourself to bed lovingly, this beloved that is you. If you choose to continue to sit, please greet this beloved lovingly. And if you choose to end your evening soon and go to bed, I wish you all, beloveds, sweet dreams and a good night.